Okay. One more little thing. I also like the idea that this 17-second combustion point of thought. And I think I heard you say on a CD that it's incrementally getting quicker, and that's related to this being a time of awakening.
But what we are saying is that because the stream is moving faster, in other words, more contrast causes more asking, and more asking causes more answering. So the vibrational basis of all that is raising, which means the stakes are getting a little higher, you might say, in that the reason that the well are weller today and the sick are sicker is because the stream's moving faster. And in a faster moving stream, you don't have as much latitude to be sloppy in your thinking. And the combustion point, in other words, when you hold a thought for 17 seconds, by law of attraction, another thought like it will join it. And when the two thoughts join, there is a combustion point that has the potential of creation. There's creation in those combustion points. And we think the reason that you like the idea of that is because it makes creation feel more tangible to you. There's something about being physical. You were born into a time and space reality because those measurements are more meaningful to you. And the reason that those measurements are more meaningful to you is because it gives you a greater facility to focus. And in focus, there is power, you see.
Right.
It's like the difference between a spectrum of light and a laser beam. The laser beam is more focused, you see.
Right. Okay.
So where were you going with that? What is intriguing to you about that?
Because I want to understand what the significance of that is. Like, you know, if you know, let's just say that the combustion point of thought, and probably not going to happen in our lifetime, but I mean, is it just going to keep getting shorter and shorter and shorter? Because I plan on coming back, you know, and so when I come back again, is it going to be 5 seconds? And what's the significance of that? I mean, should I be excited? Is that wonderful?
Well, let us tell you something. You're really going to like this. It's always fun to offer analogies and then have time go by where your understanding broadens and then go back and revisit a former analogy from a new place of understanding. So let's do that here.
Okay.
So as we talk about this 17 seconds, this was an analogy that we offered in order to assist you in understanding that there is power in thought and to sort of help you to understand how law of attraction responds to thought. So now think about this vibrational escrow that we are now talking about, which we were not talking about when we were talking about that 17 seconds.
Right.
Now we're talking about this vibrational escrow, and we're talking about you becoming a vibrational match to your vibrational escrow. So consider this. We think this will be an intriguing concept for you to wrap your thoughts around. In the non-physical realm, there is no time or space between the offering of a thought and the full receiving of all of the manifestational benefit of it. In other words, instant manifestation. Because we are non-physical energy and we are receiving the fullness of our experience through thought. In other words, you are in this physical realm where you choose to translate your creation into the stuff that you can translate through your physical senses and so on. But we want you to understand that when you give birth, remember, you are us. You are that which we are. You are the extended physical leading edge version of us, but you are us. So when your life causes you to ask for something, we live it immediately. That's why we were shouting at you, it's done. It's done. It's done, you see. So all that has to, this isn't about time shortening. This isn't about law of attraction getting faster. This closing of this gap is an individual thing. It's only about your perception, your willingness to accept the worthiness and the doneness of the receiving of anything that you are asking for. You use your physical eyes as your excuse to separate yourself from the things that you want. And you don't need to do that. And so this gap closing really is about, and we talked about this briefly with someone earlier, that the more of you who are getting this, the more of you who are knowing that you are source energy, the more of you who are speaking and knowing as you speak your worthiness. There is, feel the difference between saying, I am worthy and you are too, and saying, we could be worthy if we did these things. There are no conditions about your worthiness. There are no conditions about your godliness. There's no conditions about your goodness. You just have to accept your goodness. You just have to convince yourself about it. And so this closing of the gap, or this 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, whatever seconds you want to call it, it's only about your willingness to let go of the ideas that separate you from the goodness of that which you are. That was good.
It was great.
Thank you so much, Abraham.
Yes, very good. It is not an easy thing to contemplate non-physical, is it? Because you want to decipher everything through your physical format. The best way for you to decipher what is non-physical is to feel it. Non-physical is from your ability to perceive it. It's about feeling. Not so much about visions, not so much about experience. It's about feeling. It's that exaggerated interpreter that you feel rather than see. Yes.